kid-sized doses of the COVID vaccine are one step closer to getting an okay from regulators.
Advisors to the FDA voted in favor of authorizing the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. A decision from the FDA either agreeing with or rejecting the recommendation could come at any time.
So what's the evidence that the vaccine will be effective for little kids 5 to 11?
Well, the advisors considered data from a Pfizer clinical trial that included more than 2,000 kids. It found the vaccine was about 91% effective against symptomatic infection. Now, throughout the pandemic, there have been more than 8,600 young children hospitalized with COVID, and nearly 100 kids aged 5 to 11 have died from COVID. So when it came time to vote, one committee member did abstain, but all the others voted that the benefits of vaccinating this age group outweighs the risks. Dr. Amanda Cohn explained her vote.
COVID-19 now is a vaccine-preventable disease from my perspective, and COVID is also the eighth highest killer of kids in this age group over the past year. And so the use of this vaccine will prevent deaths, will prevent ICU admissions, and will prevent significant long-term adverse outcomes in children.
Now, some committee members said they think for now it should be the parents' choice to vaccinate their kids, not a mandate.
Based on your reporting, do you think the FDA is going to agree with those advisors and go ahead and authorize the vaccine?
You know, the FDA typically does follow the advice of its advisory committee, and the agency's own scientists have already weighed in, Noelle. They concluded that the vaccine's benefit in preventing hospitalizations and deaths likely outweigh the risks of any potential rare serious side effects. So, yes, the agency's analysis does support authorization.
One thing I bet parents will be very curious about, what are the side effects for kids who get the shot?
You know, the common side effects tend to be the same seen in adults, sore arm, headache, aches, chills. Now, when it comes to serious side effects, the main concern is myocarditis, which is inflammation in the heart. There have been rare instances following vaccination, mostly in young men. Now, no children in the Pfizer trial developed myocarditis, but some older kids have. Dr. Matthew Oster of the CDC outlined what is known from 10 cases among 12 to 17-year-olds who developed the condition after receiving the Pfizer vaccine.
About 30% of those 12 to 17 have been given a status of recovered, meaning no medications, no exercise restrictions, no ongoing symptoms.
This was 1 month after vaccination. Typically, he says the long-term outlook of children who get myocarditis is good, but this is something CDC will track closely through surveillance if the vaccine is authorized.
And let's say it is authorized. How likely is it that parents will be on board?
You know, about 44% of adolescents 12 to 17 years old have been fully vaccinated. So that's one data point. And a recent poll from the COVID-19 Vaccine Education and Equity Project found about two-thirds of parents of 5 to 11-year-olds say they are likely to vaccinate their children. So typically, adults who've been vaccinated are more likely to say they'll get their young children vaccinated. Among those who say that they won't vaccinate their children right away, many say full approval from the FDA or a school mandate would prompt them to change their minds.